Hey, Ravens fans. I'm Gary Downing. This is Ryan Mink, and it's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. Lots of questions on Facebook this week. And as you can imagine, the big topic that everybody's talking about, Ray Lewis's retirement. Susan wants to know, with him announcing he's done after the season, is there any chance he'd ever think about going into coaching?
Yeah, I think he could coach his son's high school team, that thing, you know, or maybe a little bit at Miami, you know, with Ray Lewis III. But I don't see Ray Lewis coming back to coach for the Ravens or coaching in the NFL. I think he wants a more leisurely lifestyle at this point. He wants time off. He wants time with his family. That's really the main driver here of why he decided to retire right now. So I don't think, you know, the rigors of coaching in the NFL, it is a lot of work.
I don't think a lot of people understand that when they're here at 2, 3 in the morning on a Wednesday, Thursday night. He's retiring from the game to spend more time with the family, and the coaches spend less time with their families than the players do.
It's probably true, right. So I think that's the last thing that he's going to do.
Yeah, and he's also going to have a lot of other opportunities. We're already hearing talk of TV deals, motivational speaking, book contracts, you know, endorsements, all those kinds of things.
Right.
He's going to be making a lot of money in some of those things, probably working less hours than he would as a coach.
It's just logistics here.
Yeah, you just need to look at it from that perspective. I agree, Ryan. I don't really see him going to the coaching, you know, the NFL or be the Ravens defensive coordinator or anything like that.
Unfortunately.
Next question, Brooklyn wants to know, I would like to see if the Ravens would dive into free agency or draft an inside linebacker to replace him.
Right. I think that really you have a potential replacement in-house already in Danelle Ellerbe. And now he's not going to be a replacement from an emotional standpoint and, you know, getting the guys up. That's just not who Danelle is, and it's not fair to say you need to be like Ray Lewis.
It's really not probably fair to put that expectation on anybody.
On anybody. Nobody's going to be able to. Probably ever, you know? So, but I think from a playing on-field standpoint, I think Danelle Ellerbe actually makes a lot of sense. I mean, he's fast like Ray was, you know, and he hits hard. He's a physical player. If he can stay healthy, I think Danelle Ellerbe could turn into a really top-flight linebacker. One caveat there, though.
Yep.
He's a free agent next year.
An unrestricted free agent. So before the Ravens even think about making him kind of the next guy, that next inside linebacker, they've got to sign him. And he's had a great season this year. Been dealing with injuries lately, but a really strong season in a contract year. There's the expectation that he can make some big money on the open market. The other answer for the Ravens at inside linebacker, of course, Jameel McClain. He's on injured reserve now with that neck injury, but the Ravens signed him to a three-year contract last year thinking that he was going to be a guy that was going to be here for the long haul. So he's also another guy that can kind of step in and fill that void in the middle of the Ravens defense.
Right.
All right, the third question is, you know there's a game coming up on Sunday against the Colts.
Really? Oh, that's funny. I thought it was all retirement.
Right, exactly. The third question is dealing with that game, that wildcard matchup against Indianapolis and their phenom rookie quarterback Andrew Luck. Mark wants to know, how do you stop him? This young man is a gamer.
Well, really the way to stop him is to rattle him. He's a rookie quarterback as well as he's played, still a rookie quarterback, and he still throws a lot of picks. You know, he's second in the league in interceptions this year. So really what you do is you either get a lot of pressure on him and make him make decisions that he doesn't want to make, or you drop some coverage, make him throw into some of those tight windows. I think the Ravens are going to have an easier time getting pressure in this game. They're starting to get guys like Paul Kruger's going. You know, getting Danelle Ellerbe back last game, you saw the difference his pass rush made. You get a guy like Ray Lewis, maybe that even opens up a few things for guys.
Not had a week off. Terrell Suggs had a week off. A lot of your defensive stars who have been ailing and dealing with injuries recently, they're coming back. I'm interested to see. I know Andrew Luck's been a great player. He might win Rookie of the Year. But I'm interested to see how he does in that environment when he steps up to the line of scrimmage and he looks across and he sees Ray Lewis and he sees Haloti Ngata and he sees Ed Reed. And
when he hears all the fans, I mean, he hasn't been to M&T Bank, you know? And M&T Bank is a beast, so we'll see how a rookie deals with that.
And it's even going to be more amplified considering everybody knows that this might be the last time you see Ray Lewis at M&T Bank Stadium.
Right.
So it's going to be an electric atmosphere, and it'll be interesting to see how Luck responds. So, all right, that's all the time that we have for questions this week. But Ravens fans, enjoy the game on Sunday. Make sure it's a loud place at M&T Bank Stadium.